everybody. This is Greg Keeler. I am your host of Let's Talk About Cross Country. And today is going to be a bonus edition. Yesterday, I brought you the NCCAA, National Christian College Athletic Association, Division I. Today, we're going to talk about Division II. Biggest difference between the two is, one, Division II does, for the most part, are not dual members like the Division I schools are. Also, they tend to be very small schools, usually about 150, 200 maybe, but really not much bigger than that. They qualify for nationals in the same way as Division I does by time. The men at 8K need to run 34 minutes. The women, who qualify individually, need to run 5K at 24:30. Now, if men want to qualify as a team, they've got two ways of doing it. They can either hit a time, the top five, hitting a combined time of 3 hours. On the women's side at 5K, they need to do 2 hours and 5 minutes. Or three of the four individuals hitting the individual standard, then they can take a team as well. So a little bit different on that second than D1, but for the most part the same. We're going to start off by talking about one of the real mainstays, backbone of Division II, which is Ozark Christian College. They are led by first-year coach Josiah Cohn. He, like I said, his first year there, taking over one of the stronger programs over the last 10 or so years in D2. They are led by Robert Assert. He has a best time so far this year of 33 minutes, 29 seconds. And then you have Cohen Bates. He is got a just right, not too far behind at 33:50. Both of them have qualified for nationals. But because they are the host, they, you know, if their team doesn't make it, they'll still be able to qualify as a team. So, but right now, they've both punched their tickets. All right, over on the women's side, they do not have a team score yet. So they are not yet able to looking at qualifying as a team, but again, as a host. So, you know, they definitely have a little bit more time to get themselves ready. For the women, you have Joanne Harney. She has a national qualifying time of 22 minutes, 32 seconds. So she's punched her ticket. And then you got senior Gracie Gamble. She's right outside there at 30:15. She's got some work to do, but I think she'll definitely going to have a strong second part of her season. Okay, they are not running this weekend. Their next meet is on the 18th at St. Louis Fall Classic, which is in St. Louis. All right, moving on to Spurgeon College. They are led by Abel Spalding. Had a little hiccup there. Right now, on the men's side, they do not have a qualifying time, but they have hit three members with qualifying times. So Coach Spalding is definitely going to be taking a team to nationals. They are led by Patrick Duranda. He has a time of 30:22, which right now sits at number 10 in the country. I'd be surprised if that holds up all the way to nationals, but I'm sure he's going to improve as they traveling out to Colorado this weekend for a meet out there. Right behind him, you got Eli Eskin. That's how I think we'll say it. And he has a 31:14, so he's definitely right there in the mix as well. Right behind that, you have Zachariah Slater at 31:42. So, again, all three of them are national qualifiers, so their team will be able to qualify. All right, now down to the women. They, right now, are rated fifth in Division II with a team time of 2 hours and 9 seconds. Even though they haven't quite hit the standard, they have also qualified three individuals, so they will be going to nationals as well. They're led by number 15 in the country, Michaela Goff. She has 23 34. And then right behind her, at number 17, is Abigail Avery. She has a 23.49. And right behind her is Adea Behrman, and she has a 23.56. And again, they are in Colorado this weekend. So the last school that we're going to talk about today is Manhattan Christian College, and they are led by Danica Heppen, and she actually is a pretty neat character, holds a lot of hats over there at Manhattan Christian. She's the cross-country coach, women's soccer, and golf coach, so she does a lot for them. They right now do not have a qualifying time. So far in the roster, they don't show to have enough, so they may just be taking some individuals, but nothing wrong with that. She's rebuilding a program. Manhattan Christian is one of those teams that 1 year won't have a team, next year will. Just really depends on who they have coming in each year. And they are led by Thomas Craig. He right now has a 36-34, so he still had a little work to do, but they got a lot of time, and they're going to be on a couple of fast courses this year. Right behind them is the senior, Ethan Siegel, and he has a 45:27. So, you know, that rounds out the two that so far have times for them. On the women's side, they, again, do not have a qualifying time, and right now only have one woman on the roster. But, she's having a great year so far. Name's freshman Gracie Black, and she has a time of 25:56. So, you know, good race. She still has plenty of time. They will finish off the season, pretty much all these teams, at Ozark Christian College, and the course they use for their meets, for their individual meet, is a very fast course, really designed for schools to qualify. So they definitely are, all of them, still very much in the running. And they are going to be this weekend at the ACC Firestarter meet hosted by Allen Community College. So they definitely are going to have a shot at moving up to that next level. So right now, those are the three teams in our area that are so far have competed in cross-country this year. Division II, it's not uncommon for a kid to pop out of nowhere. You know, Barkley, they have a tradition of having a runner or two, so they still may get into this. Central Christian of Kansas, they've also, from time to time, had a runner or two. So there's still a couple schools that could get themselves into this before the year is out. So listen, I'm excited for this weekend. I think that on both the D1 and D2 sides, they're all in action with the exception of Ozark Christian. So they definitely have a shot. I think next week we're going to see a lot of movement. This is kind of the time when people start to put on, start building on their times heading into that last chance meet at Ozark Christian. So, all right. Well, listen, I appreciate y'all. Joining me for this bonus edition. And next week we will try to get both divisions into one broadcast. I'm not going to have to set the stage so much. I'll pretty much be able to move on from next. So, all right. Well, listen, you all have a great weekend. If you can get a chance to get out and watch any of these kids run, absolutely. They really work hard, and they could definitely earn the support. So, y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.